And good morning, Central Ohio. This is the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Spring Spirit Drive. We're ready to rock it out today. Yesterday, Wednesday, was our first day for our Spring Spirit Drive. Had a lot of fun, a lot of visitors. We want to have a lot of visitors again today at Winterset Drive and Henderson Road. So don't be shy. Stop in and get some great, delicious food. We have people that are on the phones now at 614-459-4820. And we are ready. In the studio yesterday, we talked about what is our name. My name is Bill Messerly. I'm the executive director. Dave Orsborn. Dave?
I'm Dave.
Dave Orsborn is our assistant director.
Welcome.
And as he pointed out yesterday, when I stepped out for a few moments to take a phone call, somebody had asked, well, who's in charge when I'm not here? And they were questioning your authority.
Yeah, it's Margie. Margie Baker's in charge when you're not here.
Yeah, well, that's what she was saying, huh?
That's right.
That's actually a good thing. Margie's in charge, yes.
We can roll with that.
Yes.
And Sharon Wong, our lovely and hilarious crew, huh?
Oh, good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
You were shocked to hear that several people that stopped by the studio yesterday, even though you had a plethora of wonderful jokes.
A plethora.
Wow, yes.
They did not mention your jokes. You know why?
I know. They were talking about Dave's joke.
Yeah. Dave, you want to remind us of what wonderful joke you brought to the table yesterday?
Sure. And I have another one today, courtesy of the Orsborn girls. Yesterday was, what's brown and sticky? Wait for it.
Yeah?
A stick.
A stick.
A stick, yeah.
And boy, was that popular.
Oh, man, you could almost hear the crickets.
Yeah. But it sticks with you.
It's a wall. There you go.
But. Give us a call, 614-459-4820. Join in this evangelization effort. It's an important time for all of us to join hands and know that what we do here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is to bring what is desperately needed in our world of confusion, and that's the word of God and the joy and hope that is in our Savior Jesus Christ. So give us a call, 614-459-4820. Randy Tipple drove up from Canal Winchester this morning, and he is on the phones and ready to take your pledge.
And I think what we desperately need right now is the Holy Spirit. Do we have an opening prayer?
We do. Sharon, are you ready with that?
I am absolutely ready. This prayer was written by one of our volunteers, Fran Weiss. Beautiful prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and for the graces we have received through its ministry. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit to bless those in leadership. Give them wisdom, insight, and the understanding to make good and necessary decisions. Meet their needs and give them fortitude and courage. Bless and anoint the programs, the speakers, and all who work behind the scenes. So empowered by the Holy Spirit, they will strengthen and form your people. So all who listen to this station will grow in grace and in the knowledge of faith, becoming good and faithful servants who desire your will for their lives, who draw closer to you in prayer, who will be formed by the holy word they hear. Bless and multiply the finances so the radio signal grows stronger, reaching more and more people. Send the workers needed to make this possible so all that you desire for this station will come to be and there will be rejoicing in heaven and on earth. We thank you for all you have done. We thank you for all you will do. We thank you for the grace to persevere and work with patience and peace and lasting joy. Amen.
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 This is the Amen. This is the AM 820 Spring Spirit Drive. Give us a call, 614-459-4820. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have Jody White and Kevin Gallagher hosting. Guess who their priest guest is?
Give us a hint, yeah.
Father. A
hint. Well, that's good. I can see the name on the sheet, but Father
Stosh Daly for two
wow.
hours. So stay with us all morning. We have Elizabeth Ficicelli coming in at 10 o'clock. She'll be with us until noon, or I'm sorry, she'll be with us until 1 o'clock. And Father Kessler, Father Ignatius Harrington, Deacon Campbell, and Father Brian O'Connor will be also joining us this morning.
Yeah, and Father Stosh Daly is not, he's used to being in the studios, huh?
Yeah, he's here with us every month now on First Fridays at 8 o'clock in the morning for the Sacred Heart Hour. So
it's a wonderful show, and he'll be talking hopefully a little bit about that today. It's important here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio to not only hear the Word of God, but really bring that home, and he does that in a very literal way. He asks each one of us to consider enthroning or placing Christ at the center of your home with a beautiful picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home. And he's been doing this for a number of years, and now he's involved with an expanded group, Chuck Wilson, Joanne Wilson himself, the Williamsons, and they're all trying to encourage each of us to really bring that to the heart of our home. And I know, Dave, you've had that experience.
I've had that experience. It's wonderful.
We want to encourage you to do that. And you can do that anytime at St. Gabriel by calling us. Each one of our staff members has next to our phone cards to take down your information anytime throughout the year. If you want to enthrone your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, call St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're prepared to help to get that information to the Sacred Heart Columbus leadership team.
And when the enthronement team comes into your home to witness your enthronement, they bring along with them a traveling statue of Our Lady of Fatima. And we're actually raffling off a statue of Our Lady of Fatima. It's a beautiful 30-inch tall, I think that's without the crown. So with the crown, probably about 32 inches.
Yeah, maybe
just gorgeous.
Taller.
Yeah, just a gorgeous statue. All you have to do is give us a call at 614-459-4820 to be entered into that raffle.
You know, but this time of year, it's important for us to reach out to you and to challenge you to step forward with your financial support of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. The financial support is necessary for ongoing operating expenses. As you know, each one of our households needs income every month to pay the bills that come in every month. And much like that, our apostolate needs income every month to pay our bills to do what we do, and that is to bring the Word of God through the miracle of radio all over Ohio. So join in the effort. Don't be shy. Pull over into a parking lot somewhere on your way to work and give us a call with your pledge at 614-459-4820.
And Sharon has some thank yous.
Yes, I do. We'd like to thank Jan from St. Brendan Parish. She says she loves Teresa Tamio's show and the Sunday evening's sacred music.
Wow.
We also would like to thank Kim from St. Paul's, and she is making a donation in honor of Joey Casterdale.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Thank you to Jerry from Tom and Jerry's Auto, and he would like to make this donation in honor of Father Albert. He said this was the first pastor at St. Christopher's Parish.
Fantastic.
And also, he loves hearing Father Ventura on the radio.
We all do.
A thank you to Julia from St. John the 23rd in honor of her son, Michael.
Fantastic. Thank you all. And Bill, you had some thank yous for some of our evangelization partners.
Yeah, we were talking before we went on air. Bill James, one of our volunteers here at the station, was questioning the term that we use for our big advertisers. Our big advertisers here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio are called evangelization partners. So big words, but big advertisers. But special thanks to some of our long-term big advertisers, Mike DeAndrea at Miracle Motor Mart.
Mike.
If you need a car that's a lease return, Mike DeAndrea and Miracle Motor Mart do a wonderful job. I personally can vouch for the speed and beauty of the cars that they have on their lots. Diana Evans at Evans Carpet Junkyard. If you need carpet at a discount price, but they have great service, go to Evans Carpet Junkyard. And Tom Kurtz, this time of year, there's a lot of need for mulch and topsoil.
Yep.
Go to Kurtz Brothers. They have been a loyal supporter of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio from the very beginning. They even, before we were on air, made a pledge that they would contribute an X amount every month to be sure that this operation was on solid footing. And it was a tenuous time, but they really stepped forward in faith and have been faithful since then. So if you need mulch, please go to Kurtz Brothers. And if you are a business and you want to grow your business, our big advertisers or evangelization partners have great frequency of 30-second commercials. They start at just $340 a month, go up to $1,300 a month, but we'd love to add you to that. And you can do that by calling us at 614-459-4820. But if you're an individual, you can become a sustaining member, huh?
Absolutely. For $20 a month, you can be a sustaining member. And $20 covers 20 minutes a month. So you might want to think about your favorite program that you listen to and think about your $20 a month will pay for 20 minutes of that show.
And this morning until 9 a.m., We have a benefactor that stepped forward to add $100 to every new or upgraded sustaining member. So it's important. Get on the phone. We don't want to let this opportunity pass by. 614-459-4820. Bill?
And you know what? I have to tell you that you can't smell this on the radio, but the person who sprayed the Lysol before he left last night made a bad decision. All I can smell is Lysol. What about you guys?
That was Bill. It was me.
It was me, too. Maybe it was a double dip.
It's cold and flu season. I'm just trying to protect our guests.
All I can say is come over to the conference room where the food is, and you'll smell something really good in that room.
But give us a call at 614-459-4820. Heat up those phone lines. Today is the day for you to step forward. I know that we can all think about donating to charities only when we have excess. I want you to think a little differently this morning and say, is this something that helps our community? Is this something that helps your faith journey? If it does, pick up the phone. Don't delay. 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
And Sharon has some jokes.
Oh, well, my gosh.
Okay. I have some actual bulletin bloopers, a couple more for you this morning, so get ready.
Bulletin bloopers.
These have actually been in bulletins. The pastor will preach his farewell message, after which the choir will sing, "Break forth into joy." And this one, which I really love, is, ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands.
Well done. Well done.
And these were not in our church bulletin. I want to make that clarification.
Never.
No.
Never. Okay, the Osborne girls came up with another one.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay. Why was the calendar nervous?
Why was the calendar nervous?
Don't know.
Because its days were numbered.
Oh.
That'll stay with you for a little while, won't it?
It will. Dave's, your jokes do stick with you, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, we all groaned after your joke, Dave, but after mine, they were laughing.
They were.
Yes, yes. I just want to make that point.
You got a point.
That's
Give
too
us
funny.
A call, 614-459-4820. We have volunteers standing by to take your call. Or you can also go online to stgabrielradio.com. We have a clip now from Sister Ann Shields on today's readings. This one, she talks about listening. Here's Sister Ann Shields.
We just give up everything. Faithfulness, what's that? I just want what I want. And as long as I can get it, why not? I'm free. I can do whatever I want. How much has that spirit, that attitude, it's really a spirit of rebellion, and it comes from the pit of hell, frankly. How often have we been enticed by that? How often have we been tempted? How often have we given in? Psalm 95, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I think we need to take this reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, and ponder it and be honest with yourself. Where am I? Take stock. Don't be afraid. Take inventory. Lent is a marvelous time to do it. See where you are, not so that you're overwhelmed, but so that you can be set free. And then one thing at a time, bring it to the Lord and say, help me, change my heart. Might take a year on one thing. That's all right. If you're moving in the right direction, there is more and more light, and it gets easier and easier. It's hard in the beginning because you're doing violence in a certain way to your own flesh. I want what I want when I want it. Isn't that us? Doesn't that depict us? This is the core of the problem. I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, where I want to do it, with whom I want to do it. That's us. And the Lord says, follow me, and I will lead you into true freedom. Your idea of freedom will lead you into slavery. But we don't see that at the time. It's so appealing. come to the Lord today and pray Psalm 95. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us, for he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. Oh, that today you would hear his voice.
Oh, but today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That was Sister Ann Shields, and she is talking about today's reading. It talks about Psalm 95. Psalm 95, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of salvation. And she gave a lot of challenges there. I loved how she went on her diatribe that, you know, we want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And boy, isn't that so true.
Yes, making a change and going in the right direction. You know, that's how I often think about my prayer life, too, is that looking down the road. And as long as I'm going in the right direction, that's a good thing. So taking an inventory is what she said, and moving in that right direction. And it could be small steps. Doesn't have to be major things at once, but we often need to do those small steps to get us to make the major changes.
Every day, you persevere, you keep going. You know, sometimes those scales build up over time, and they take some time to scrub away. But you know, as Saint Mother Teresa had said, you know, God asks for our faithfulness. He asks for that perseverance, and the success, the grace is his. So keep at it, folks. We're asking you to continue to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We need you every day, just not during the Spirit Drive, but particularly today. We're looking for your phone calls, 614-459-4820, or online at stgabrielradio.com. We have volunteers waiting for your call.
And we have someone who's going to donate $100 for every new or upgraded sustaining membership that comes in. So now is really the time to give us a call. It's only $20 a month for your sustaining membership.
That's fantastic. And Sister Ann Shields in our daily reading today talks about Jeremiah 7. And one of the words that jumps out to me is the word stubborn. We have stiff necks. But the text says, we believe, we walked in our own counsel, and we were stubborn in our hearts, in our evil hearts. We were stubborn. And I looked up the word stubborn, and stubborn, according to the dictionary,
they had my picture, I think.
Yeah. Right? Well, I think they have a lot of our pictures. Stubborn. Dogged determination not to change our inner attitude despite good arguments against it.
Wow.
Dogged determination. And aren't we all stubborn and stiff-necked, as Jeremiah 7 says? It's just really interesting, and that's what Sister Ann Shield challenges us to do, is to get on our knees today, Psalm 95. Get on our knees today. Perhaps take a few moments and stop by a parish, get on your knees, and just praise God for what he's done in your life, and ask him what he wants to say to you today, because if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
And every hour during this Spirit Drive, we play two clips from our programming. Stay with us. We hope, you know, the conversations in the studio are fantastic between our hosts and our priest guests. But these audio clips were selected specifically because of their inspiration, because of the hope that they instill. And my prayer is that each of you walk today with these clips and reflect on them, incorporate these teachings into your life. 614-459-4820. And this Spirit Drive, I received a lot of help from a gentleman named Chris Wallace, who is going to be with us this afternoon at 2 o'clock to give us testimony. But he did a lot of the editing on these clips. So a lot of the my gratitude and thanksgiving goes to Chris for helping out on these.
And speaking of gratitude, this Spirit Drive, we're reading off the names of our current sustaining members. Our current sustaining members are the reason why you're listening to St. Gabriel right now. As a listener-supported station, those $20 a month donors go a long way towards paying our ongoing monthly expenses. So join them by calling 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820, or stgabrielradio.com. But a few names here. Mike and Susan from Plain City. John and John from St. Cecilia. Mike and Suzanne from St. Michael in Worthington.
Thank you. Those
individuals have not only been a sustaining member for a short period of time, but for an extended period of time. And that's particularly important to our sustainability here at St. Gabriel Radio. So when you become a sustaining member, we don't ask you to prioritize that in your giving. It's just $20 a month. We know that it's important for you to give at your parish level first in our diocese. But if this is an apostolate that speaks to your heart and gives you value, join in this effort. And if you haven't done so recently, make sure that you make your 2017 donation by calling 614-459-4820.
And we do know that you find value and hope and inspiration in our programming, or else you wouldn't be listening right now. So if you haven't supported us in the past, now's a perfect time to step forward. If you are one of our current supporters, we ask you to prayerfully consider making an additional gift. All new sustaining members and upgrades to sustaining memberships through the generosity of one of our benefactors, we'll add an additional $100 to every new or upgraded sustaining member. Give us a call, 614-459-4820.
And Bill and Dave, we still haven't come up with a name for our little morning show here. And we talked about that yesterday. And I think we had a few people give us some suggestions.
Yeah, several. We're not going to repeat all of them.
Yeah, several. That had some traction. We had a number of visitors that was top of mind for them when they came in yesterday.
Because we certainly need a name for the three of us, that's for sure.
Well, the good news is, we talk about in today's scripture that we need to have a joyful song. And don't we all need to bring a joyful song today to our workplace? Remember, our work is a gift from God that we can contribute to His creative creation. You know, we can create in our own environment something beautiful. So let's have an extra attention on having an excellent day at work and really doing our best, but having that joyful song. But the three of us, we need to have a name. And why don't we just commit to, by Saturday morning at 12 noon, we'll have a name for this kickoff crew that we've been doing here during the Spirit Drives. It's only half an hour, so it's not too painful. But did you have any ideas? We were talking about try, perhaps, a name with the word try in it, since we're three people here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm looking for somebody to call in, because our listeners have, I know that they have some name. They're thinking of something,
Yeah. Yeah. Remember charity, folks.
Yes.
Yeah. 614-459-4820. I'm sure you'll be charitable.
Oh, yeah.
So.
No, I like trifecta. I like trifecta.
Okay. That's one idea.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't want to hear from Dr. Turek. So, Will, I know you're listening, so put your phone back in your pocket.
A lot of fun. Give us a call, 614-459-4820. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Father Stosh Daly and Jody White and Kevin Gallagher. They're going to be in the studio asking you and sharing great thoughts, but they're going to be asking you to step forward. So you don't need to wait. You can call now, 614-459-4820, and make sure that you are part of this team in 2017. Perhaps you did it in the past in 2013 or 14, and time has gone very quickly. We need that support each year, and we ask you to pick up that phone today or right now and give us a call at 614-459-4820.
So get on the phone, send those texts or emails to your friends or family members, and let them know until 10 a.m. or until 9 a.m. this morning, every new or upgraded sustaining member, we add $100 to your gift. So this is a wonderful opportunity to make that phone call this morning, 614-459-4820. Sharon, you have some thanks?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say our mission statement, which I think is great for us to mention at this time. St. Gabriel Radio's mission is to provide quality programming that is faithful to the teachings of the church and presented in a way that inspires conversion of heart and a deepening of faith while building up the local body of Christ. That's what we're about. So
Amen.
Give us a call, 614-459-4820.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, we have Jody White and Kevin Gallagher, hosting Father Stosh Daly. They'll be together with Father Daly until 10 a.m. And then at 10 o'clock, we have Elizabeth Ficicelli coming in until 1 p.m. She'll be joined by Father Kessler, Deacon Campbell, Father Ignatius Harrington, and Father Brian O'Connor. So stay with us all morning. Right now, we're going to hear from our bishop, Bishop Frederick Campbell, talking about work.
In the ancient world, in the world of Greece and Rome, work was divided into two types. One was called liberal work, that is, the work that was worthy of a free person. This was by and large theoretical. It was the work of thought, of the intellect, of the mind. Manual labor, labor of the hands, was considered servile. That is, a work that is worthy only of slaves. And this very dramatic difference in how the ancient world approached a work was shattered by the example of Jesus himself, who learned a trade, who worked with his hands in his foster father's shop. It gave a new dignity to the character of manual labor. And it was an example that touched Christian believers very deeply, when in fact they began to make no real difference, class difference, in the work that we do. I remember that St. Paul, who was learned in the Jewish law, who was a great preacher of the gospel, wrote a number of letters that are preserved in the New Testament, but yet one who constantly supported himself in all of his missionary work as a tent maker. And that view of the example of Jesus, the example of St. Paul, meant that there was a character and quality to manual labor that had a significance and a kind of spiritual significance for the Christian people. And this Christian view of work, following the examples of Jesus and St. Paul, was preserved later in Christian history in the monasteries. And we think of that marvelous motto of St. Benedict, given for his monks, ora et labora, that is, pray and work, that there is a marvelous connection between the prayer that we offer from our hearts, from our minds, from our lips, and the work that we do with our hands. And in a sense, the manual labor can also be a spiritual exercise. For as the Christians began to meditate upon the character of work, they went back to the book of Genesis, in which God himself worked, in a sense, in creating the world and all that we know within it, but also in God's command to Adam and Eve to make the earth fruitful, to cultivate it, to participate in that creative labor of God himself. And throughout the Old and New Testaments, there are marvelous images that are used to explain the kingdom of God, the reign of God. There is the image of the shepherd in the sheepfold. There's the image of the vineyard, the cultivation that takes place, how, in fact, God is working through his word and through his law to cultivate our souls and minds as we cultivate the earth about us. And the sheepfold and the vineyard and the garden were given to us not only to work but to allow our lives to flourish. The work that we do, according to Christian thinking, is done for several purposes. The first of these, obviously, is to support human life, to allow it to flourish, to allow the human family to organize itself, to welcome new members in it, and to give that kind of support that we might grow and mature within this world. But the work we do is also co-creative. It is a participation in the very creative act of God himself, of shaping, of cultivating, of bringing things to life and to grow. And it is a kind of striking detail in our image that we possess, the image of God himself.